This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school basketball, the Marion boys and girls split a pair of games at Marion High School on Tuesday night. In the first game, the Class 3A Lady Bulldogs came up short to Class 4A Canyon Lake, 57-44. Marion only trailed 35-31 at halftime, but the Lady Bulldogs' thin bench and Canyon Lake's depth proved to be the difference as the Lady Hawks pulled away in the second half. Marion's Whitley Beatrick dropped in 13 points in the first half, finishing with 16. Lady Bulldog head coach Brianna Randall says the sophomore Beatrick has put in a lot of work to improve her game.
She has been working so hard over the summer and practice, one of the most dedicated kids, and it's finally showing from practice and games, and I'm hoping she just keeps growing with it.
Marion will next compete in the Fredericksburg Girls Basketball Tournament that starts on Thursday. The Marion boys took the second game of Tuesday night's girls-boys doubleheader by taking down Comfort 75-57. Junior Travis Randall led the Bulldogs with 24 points. Randall hit 5 3-pointers in the first half. Senior Braden Fleming poured in 20, and junior Jaden Riley had 19. Marion head basketball coach John Allen talked about Riley's recent play along with the defensive effort of junior Gavin Moltz in Tuesday night's victory.
Jaden's coming from football. He's just getting rounded into shape. That tournament helped him a lot. That was his best game tonight for sure. And Gavin's our quickest jumper. I mean, I tell him, I've never in my life as a coach, I've been coaching for 31 years, and I've never encouraged anybody to block shots except Gavin. I mean, I'm being serious, because he does such a good job. He's so quick off his feet. He's long, and he can do that.
The Bulldogs will stay close to home when they compete at the Navarro Panther Classic Basketball Tournament that starts tomorrow. The Seguin Matador boys open District 27-5A play on Tuesday night with a 67-53 road victory at Sam Houston. Seguin junior Corey Daly led all scorers with 24 points. Junior Jordan Miller dropped in 17. And senior Cameron Juarez-Bruins added 11. The Matadors will next host Fox Tech on Friday night at Goldie Harris Gym. Meanwhile, the Seguin Lady Matadors fell at home to Sam Houston 51-19 on Tuesday. The Lady Mats will play at Fox Tech on Friday. And over in Geronimo, the Navarro Running Lady Panthers snuck by Floresville 31-30. Senior Tegan Harbert scored 19 of Navarro's 31 points. Senior Maddie Gilliam had 7. The Lady Panthers will play at the Goliad Tournament starting on Thursday. And high school football news, Seguin High School senior David Barron announced on social media on Tuesday that he's received a college football offer from Hardin-Simmons University. The offer is the second for Barron. Saul Ross State University has also extended an offer to the offensive lineman. Earlier this fall, Barron and teammate Nick Henry were selected to play in the San Antonio Sports All-Star football game. That game will take place on January 11th at the Alamo Dome. Hardin-Simmons is an NCAA Division III program located in Abilene. The Cowboys finished 10-1 in the 2024 season. They were defeated in the second round of the D3 playoffs by Mary Hardin Baylor on November 30th. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.